Kamasi Washington has been called the new jazz torchbearer by Rolling Stone magazine. He has also drawn comparisons to John Coltrane. But growing up in Los Angeles in the 80s and 90s, he was known for something else.
You know, I used to go to school and no one had an instrument, but I would come and bring my clarinet. Everyone was like, oh, and I could play Boyz II Men songs. And I could
Boyz II Men like, on clarinet.
Yeah, Boyz II Men and Jodeci on clarinet. And I was like, awesome. Everybody, I was like the star because I could do that.
Well, now Washington plays the saxophone more, and you could hear him on Kendrick Lamar's groundbreaking 2015 album, To Pimp a Butterfly. Loving you is complicated. Loving you is complicated. Loving you is complicated. The exposure from that album helped launch Kamasi Washington's career, and he's out with a new album now. It's called Heaven and Earth. Some are actually mentioning Kamasi Washington in the same breath as artists like Kendrick Lamar, also writers like Ta-Nehisi Coates, all of them playing a central role in a larger celebration of Black culture. And Kamasi Washington says he is sensing a moment.
I feel like we're in that turning point right now. I mean, it's been a long time coming. It's weird. It's like culturally we've been appreciated in a certain sense, but not necessarily celebrated. And now I feel like we're going to celebrate the culture.
The first track on his new album is called Fists of Fury. It's a confrontational song that takes its title from a Bruce Lee movie. In some of the early reviews of this song, people have said they're sensing a call to action from you. I mean, it's a powerful song. Is it a call to action? Or are you telling us all to do something?
I'm telling us all to stop not doing anything. Okay. I don't know if that's like a double negative or something.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
I got it. I get what you mean.
I mean, at a certain point, when there's a barrier between you and what's right, eventually you have to decide that you're not going to allow yourself to be subjugated, you know. And so for me, that song is that decision and that recognition of the fact that I see what's happening in the world and I'm no longer going to wait for someone else to fix these things that are happening in the world. I'm going to do it myself. And so we have to kind of make that decision.
Your last release was Harmony of Difference, which really tried to be seem like it was pulling people together. I think of Fists of Fury. That feels like a change.
I mean, I don't see it as a change, really. It's kind of like Harmony of Difference to me was an opportunity to celebrate one another. And Fist of Fury is an opportunity for us to protect one another. You know? So if you look up and you see that all of a sudden the world is really coming down on people with brown hair, I would think that the people with black hair would look at that and go like, well, that could be me. And so I shouldn't stand for that any more than those people with brown hair stand for it.
It's so interesting because I just listened to you talking about that and I think of, you know, one of the very controversial moments or periods in recently was the whole debate over if Black Lives Matter, can you then say that all lives matter? And there were a lot of people in the Black Lives Matter movement who said that's not the thing you should say right after you say Black Lives Matter because it's important to just say Black Lives Matter, period. But, I mean, you seem to be saying that all lives really matter.
I think Black Lives Matter is saying that all lives matter. So the problem with when you return the saying all lives matter is the reason why I'm saying that Black Lives Matter is because it appears that society does not believe that Black lives do matter. And so in saying that, what a person is saying is not that, the reason why people don't respond well to the notion when you say Black Lives Matter and someone says, oh, well, all lives matter, what that is kind of implying is that the reason why you're saying Black Lives Matter isn't valid. You know what I mean? It's like I'm saying Black Lives Matter for a reason. The real issue of Black Lives Matter is that when a black life is taken, there's clear present evidence that it was taken unjustifiably, and society says that that wasn't a crime. I do believe that life is precious and all life is precious, but I do also understand the difference between the intention of when you say Black Lives Matter and the intention of what someone says, all lives matter. So I would ask the person that says all lives matter, what is your intention in saying that?
Kamasi Washington's intention seems to be to stay hopeful. This music on the new album has the feel of trying to lift us all up together. In the last track, Will You Sing?, his choir says, with our song, one day we will change the world. I'm hearing from you something really beautiful. It's like a focus on empathy.
Totally.
God, it just feels like on all sides, empathy is something that's really missing in society today. I think you can look around
and
really
feel it. It's one of the
most
important things, and it is missing very much. And I feel like we have to register that and understand that this precious thing of empathy and love and understanding is something that we have to kind of hold and appreciate and protect. And that's where I was saying that the Harmony of Difference and something like Fist of Fury, they're together, you know? It's like, I understand and I see who you are, and I love who you are, and I love what you are, even though it's not what I am. And I'm also going to protect you, and you're going to protect me. And we're going to, you know, work to make the world what we want it to be.
Kamasi, it's really a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, you too. You too.
Kamasi Washington, his new record is called Heaven and Earth.